我们今天早晨希望大家能够多为 Josh 祷告。
This morning I ask you to pray for me.
因为任何一分钟呢，他都会被叫走的。
Because any minute I can be called by the hospital.
所以我们可能会中途换翻译。
So we might have a translator change in the middle of the sermon.
所以请弟兄姊妹多多的代祷。
Please pray for me.
我相信加众大概祷告的最迫切。
I think Jonathan is probably praying the most right now.
如果他被叫走的话呢，就是加众要上来翻译
了。For he will be my sub if I get called.
所以我们真是一同仰望我们的主。
So let's look to our Lord.
我们读创世纪第十二章。
We'll read Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪第十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
我们大家一起来读。
Let's read together.
我们读第一节。
We'll read verse 1.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地，本族本家，往我要你指示的那地去。大概有一半人还没有念哈。
I think half of you hasn't got to the place yet.
我上次到当伯去的时候，我跟他们讲，我说这个 West Office 人念圣经念得比他们好啊。
Last time I went to Dumble and I told them that the brothers and sisters here reads better than you do.
但是刚才大家念的并没有我想象的那么好。
But just now, you didn't read as well as I thought you could.
我们再来念一次第十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示的那地去。
And go to
the
land I will show you.
这样是，这是我们西南区的标准。
That was good.
我们读第十五章。
We'll read chapter 15.
我们读第七节、第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
好，耶和华又对他说：“我是耶和华，曾领你出了迦勒底的乌尔，为要让这地赐你为业。”亚伯兰说：“主耶和华，我怎么能知道你的这地为业呢？”亚伯兰就问了主一句话，说：“主耶和华啊，我怎能知道必得这地为业呢？”
Abraham had one question: How can I know that I will gain possession of it?
我们在读约书亚记第十三章。
We'll read Joshua chapter 13.
我们要从约书亚记十三章到二十一章里面来思考亚伯拉罕问的那个问题：我怎么知道必得这地为业呢
？Here in the book of Joshua, we want to look for the answer to Abraham's question, "Lord, how can I know I will take possession of the land?"
我们从十三章到二十一章挑几节圣经来念。
Between Joshua chapter 13 and 21, we'll find a few verses.
好，我们读第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
约书亚年纪老迈，耶和华对他说：“你年纪老迈了，还有什么未得之地？”第六节。
Verse 6.As for all the inhabitants of the mountain region, from Lebanon to Mitzrayim, that is all the Sidonians, I myself will drive them out before the Israelites. Be sure to allocate this land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have instructed you. Verse 13.
以色列人却没有赶出基述人、马加人，这些人仍住在以色列人中，直到今日。十四章十二节。
Chapter 14, verse 12.
求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山地给我，那里有哪那族人，并宽大坚固的城。你也曾听见了，或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。第十五章第一节和第二节。
Chapter 15, verse 1 and 2.
The Lamanites for the tribe of Judah, claim by claim,
extended down to the territory of Edom, to the desert of Zin, in the extent extreme south. Their southern boundary started from the bay at the southern end of the Salt Sea, across south of the Scorpion Pass. Chapter 15, verse 63. Judah cannot dislodge the Jebusites who were living in Jerusalem. To this day, the Jebusites live there with the people of Judah. Chapter 16, verse 10. They did not dislodge the Canaanites living in Jazer. To this day, the Canaanites live among the people of Ephraim, but are required to do forced labor. Chapter 17, verse 12. Yet Manassites were not able to occupy this town, for the Canaanites were determined to live in that region. Chapter 17, verse 18. But Joshua said to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, you are numerous and very powerful. You will have not only one
allotment, but four. 18章第9节.
Chapter 18, verse 9. So the man left and went through the land. They wrote its inscription on a scroll, town by town, in seven parts, and returned to Joshua in the camp at Shiloh.
我们先读到这里，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
让我们一同在你的桌子的面前，一同来享受你的宴席。
That before your table we can enjoy this feast.
你实在是我们的供应。
Indeed, you are our supply.
你就是我们的迦南。
You are our Canaan.
我们再把下面的一个多钟头的时间来仰望给主。
We come in the next hour to you, Lord.
因为我们是你草场的羊。
For where the sheep on your pasture land.
你的羊能够听见你的声音。
And only your sheep can hear your voice.
我们何等盼望我们今天能够听见主的声音。
Lord, today we want to hear your voice.
因此我们愿意把我们自己摆在你的手中。
Therefore we commit ourselves to you.
求主对我们说话。
Speak to us, Lord.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们读到创世纪12章第1节的时候， 那是头一次神向亚伯兰说话。
In Genesis chapter 12, it was the first time that God spoke to Abraham.
当神第一次向他说话的时候，那个谈话的内容，那是跟一块地有关系的。
The first time God spoke to Abraham, it was regarding to a piece of land.
所以我们知道神的心意乃是和一块地有关系。
And here we know the Lord's heart has something to do with this piece of land.
神不要亚伯兰住在一块地叫做乌尔。
He did not want Abraham to live in Ur.
他要他住在另一块地叫做迦南。
Instead, he wants him to move to the land of Canaan.
为什么神要亚伯兰住在迦南而不能住在乌尔呢？
Why is that he wants Abraham to live in Canaan and not Ur?
乌尔和迦南到底有什么不同呢？
What is the difference between the land of Canaan and Ur?
当神把这样的启示给亚伯兰的时候，亚伯兰的心里面，他的思想是什么呢？
When he gave such a revelation to Abraham, what was the thought in his heart?
我们在主的面前也需要来思想这个题目。
This is a topic we should all consider.
到底乌尔和迦南的差别在哪里？
What is the difference between the land of Ur and the land of Canaan?
我想有一节圣经能够把乌尔和迦南的差别讲得非常的清楚。
I think there's one verse that tells us the difference.
我想我们来读一下。
Let's read it together.
那是在申命记。
It's in Deuteronomy.
在申命记第6章。
Chapter 6.
第10节和第11节。
Verse 10 and 11.
申命记来告诉我们， 乌尔和迦南的差别在哪里？
Here in Deuteronomy, it will tell us the difference between the land of Canaan and the land of Ur.
我们看申命记第6章第10节和第11节。
Chapter 6, verse 10 and 11.
好，我来念给弟兄姊妹。
I will read for you.
耶和华你的神，领你进他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你的地。 那里有诚意又大又美，非你所建造的；有房屋装满各样美物，非你所装满的；有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的。 还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃了，而且饱足。
Verse 10, when the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a land with large flourishing cities you do not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you do not provide, wells you do not dig, vineyards and olive groves you do not plant, then when you eat and are satisfied.
这一节圣经就清楚地让我们认识这个乌尔和迦南地的差别在什么地方。
This verse tells us the difference between the land of Ur and the land of Canaan.
在乌尔有诚意，在迦南也有诚意。
There are cities in Canaan, there are also cities in Ur.
在乌尔有房屋，在迦南也有房屋。
There are houses in the land of Ur, in the land of Canaan.
所以它的差别不是它有没有诚意。
So the question is, it's not whether or not there's a city.
它的差别乃是在迦南地那个诚意，我们所住的诚意不是我们手所建造的。
But the important difference is that the cities in the land of Canaan is not built by us.
那个房屋不是我们所装满的。
The houses are not built by us.
如果在乌尔你要有一个诚意的话，
If in the land of Ur you want to have a city,
你必须要用你的手去建造它。
With your hand, you need to build it.
如果你希望你的房屋里面装满东西的话，
You want to fill up your household with
你要用你的手亲自来装满它。
You need to fill it with your own hand.
当我们跟随主一段时间以后，
After we have followed the Lord for a period of time,
我们都会有这样的一个发现，
we'll all find some, this thing.
就是我们在主里面最能够让我们心里面得到满足的，
that is the thing that brought contentment to our heart.
不是我们手所建造，
it is not something that can be built by our own hands.
乃是神所建造的，
but what can be built by God's hand.
只有神所建造的能够满足我们的心，
only what's made by God can satisfy our heart.
也只有神所装满的可以满足我们的心，
and only the goods that's filled by his hands can satisfy
我们的手所建造的和所装满的不过带给我们劳苦愁烦就是了。
What we can build and what we can fill with our own hands only bring us more labor.
因此神要亚伯拉罕离开那个乌尔。
Therefore God wants Abraham to leave the land of Ur.
因为他不要亚伯拉罕用他一生的年日来建造他自己的房屋。
For he did not want Abraham to spend all his life to build his own house.
他不要让亚伯拉罕一生的时间不过是装满他自己的屋子用他自己的手。
He did not want Abraham to spend the rest of his life to fill his own house with his own good.
他要亚伯拉罕到迦南地去。
He wants him to go into the land of Canaan.
在那个地方，他要住在一个诚意的里面。
And over there, he will live in a city.
这是一个又大又美的诚意。
It is strong, it's flourishing.
但是不是他手所建造的。
But it's not built by him.
他有美好的房屋。
He has a beautiful house.
里面装满了美物。
Filled with all kinds of good things.
也不是他手所装满的。
And they were not filled by Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个神给我们的一个奇妙的应许。
Brother, sister, this is a wonderful promise God has toward us.
这也是今天给我们每一个人的。
It is a promise to each one of us.
他不要我们用我们这一生的年日。
He does not want us to use all of our life.
在地上不过是建造自己的诚意。
To build nothing more than our own household.
不过是用自己的手来装满我们所喜爱的东西。
To use our own hand to fill our goods that we like.
他愿意我们活在一个光景的里面。
He wants to live in such a condition.
我们的满足不是从我们的手而来。
Such that we're not satisfied by our own working.
我们的满足乃是从神的供应而来。
But our satisfaction comes from the Lord.
我们的饱足不是从无耳而来。
Our contentment is not coming from the land of Ur.
我们的饱足乃是从属灵的迦南而来。
But it comes from the spiritual land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们众人都很忙碌。
For sisters, we are all busy today.
我们是不是忙碌在建造我们的诚意呢？
Are we so busy in building our own cities?
还是忙碌的装满在我们的房子里面装满美物呢？
Are we busy in filling our house with good things?
昨天早晨我们晨更的时候，我们交通到一件事。
This morning we had some fellowship during morning prayer time.
我们就发现呢，弟兄姊妹说啊，他的那个 garage 里面，车库里面车子开不进去。
Our brother told us that he could not drive his car into his garage.
好几个弟兄姊妹都有这样的一个发现。
And many brothers and sisters have the same problem.
那个车库呢，车子开不进去了。
There's no space in the garage for their cars.
因为车库里面装满了东西了。
But that garage was filled with things.
不但是我们弟兄姊妹有这样的情形。
Not only that's the condition with our brothers and sisters.
我发现我的左邻和我的右舍都是这样。
I find out that my neighbors have exactly the same problem.
我的左邻和我的右舍都没有把车子停在车库的里面。
My neighbors on the left and on the right, they did not park their car in the garage.
他们车子有很多。
And they have many cars.
所以呢，常常呢就是在街上。
So they park along the street.
弟兄姊妹，我们的房屋里面呢，充满了许多的东西。
But the sisters, our house is filled with all kinds of things.
常常是我们所不需要的。
Often there are the things that we don't need.
为了那些东西，我们花了许许多多的精神和力气。
And for those things, we spend much of our efforts and our time.
神岂是要我们在地上用尽我们的时间和年日来充满我们的房子，用一些我们所不需要的东西呢？
Is that how God wants to fill? How God wants us to spend our time to fill our house with unnecessary things?
我相信神不要亚伯拉罕过那样的日子。
God did not want Abraham to live such a life.
所以神向亚伯兰头一句话说，你要离开这个地方。
Therefore, the first thing he told him to do was to leave the land of Ur.
因为神知道，如果亚伯拉罕不离开这个地方
，For if he did not leave,
神就不能在他的身上有任何的建造。
Then God cannot have any construction in Abraham's life.
亚伯拉罕就向神说。
And this is what Abraham said to God.
他说：“你应许我得到迦南这个地方。”
He said, "You have promised me the land of Canaan."
但我怎么知道我能够得到呢？
How do I know I can take possession of it?
我想这是早晨我们所要一同来思考的一件事。
This is something we should all think about this morning.
我们怎么能够知道我们能够得到这个迦南这个地方呢？
How can I know that I will gain possession of it?
我们一同早晨呢，从约书亚记十三章到二十一章。
From Joshua chapter 13 to 21.
在从这一段圣经里面，我们能够找到一点点我们能够明白的。
From these chapters, may we all find answers to that question.
看见神在亚伯拉罕身上和以色列人民族身上的心意到底是如何。
Here we'll come to know God's will toward Abraham and toward the people of Israel.
神怎么样要他们能够实际的活在迦南这个地方。
How did God want them to live in the land of Canaan?
能够把迦南当作他们的产业。
So that they can take possession of Canaan.
我想在这七八章的圣经里面，我们找出四样事情来。
In these seven chapters, we'll find four things.
或许对我们在属灵的追求上有一点益处。
And may this be beneficial to our spiritual pursuit.
我不知道你读过《约书亚记》十三章到二十一章没有
？I don't know if you have ever read chapter 13 to 21 in the book of Joshua.
这几章圣经是不好读的。
It is hard chapters to read.
你读的时候呢，这几章圣经充满了都是地名。
All of these chapters are filled with the name of the land.
不是山的名字，就是河的名字，要不然就是城的名字。
The name of the cities, the name of mountains, the name of rivers.
这么几章圣经充满都是各样的名字。
It was filled with names.
因此我们读的时候，常常不知道我们能够从中间得到什么样属灵的帮助。
So often when we read through these chapters, we don't get much spiritual help.
但是我们仔细来思考的时候，这里面实在是有我们可以得帮助的地方。
But when we read it carefully, we'll get much help, we'll get much supply.
头一件事我们要认识的。
The first thing that we need to know.
就是当以色列人在分这个迦南地的时候。
It is when the Israelites were dividing up the land of Canaan.
头一件事，神就在他们中间为他们每一个人画了一个疆界。
It is that the Lord has placed boundaries for each one of the tribes.
所以有很多的这个经文呢，是来描述神所定立的那个疆界。
Therefore, there were many verses that describe the boundaries that were laid by the Lord.
那个疆界定的是非常的仔细。
The boundary were laid with precision.
我们如果读第十四章的话
，If you read chapter 14,
我们读十五章的时候
，And you read chapter 15,
他在讲犹大的疆界。
It talks about the allotment for Judah.
他从南界开始讲。
It starts describing it from the
southern end. 然后从东界。
then to the east side,
然后北界,
then to the north,
然后西界,
then to the west.
非常的仔细的在把犹大这个支派他所住的疆界他就一点一点的勾画出来。
It tells us, the precise boundary for the allotment of Judah.
我们在这里面就有一个认识。
And here we know one thing.
没有界限就没有产业。
If there was no boundary, there would be no inheritance.
我们如果要有产业的话我们必须要知道我们的疆界。
If you want to gain of that possession, then we need to know the boundary.
人如果没有疆界的话,
if we do not know our boundary,
神就不能把产业赐给人。
Then God cannot give that possession to that person.
因此我们的神乃是一个为我们画界限的神。
Therefore God has laid down those boundaries for us.
诗篇岂不是这样说吗？说用神量给我们的地界是坐落在佳美之处。
The psalmist had told us that the boundary the Lord had measured for us.Lays on good land.
所以神乃是要用他许多的日子和工作在我们的身上来画一条界限。
Therefore God has spent much of his work in detailing this boundary for us.
如果你看见神来怎么为犹大支派画界限，
If you see how God had laid down the boundary for the tribe of Judah,
你就发现神首先画的一条界限就是南界。
You will find out that boundary lays on the southern side of the allotment.
犹大支派是这支派里面住的最南边的一个支派。
Judah was a tribe that lives on the southern part, on the southernmost part of the land of Canaan.
这个犹大支派的南界就是迦南地跟埃及地的一个分界。
Therefore the boundary of the Judah on the southern end is the boundary between the Israelites and the Egyptians.
因此头一条界限神要在我们身上来画的就是与埃及的一个界限。
Therefore the first boundary the Lord wants laid out for us is the boundary between us and the world.
这一条界限如果不画出来的话就没有产业了。
If that boundary is not laid down there will be no inheritance.
神在我们身上在我们蒙恩得救以后首先要画的一条界限就是要把我们和世界中间画出一条界限来。
Since the day that we are saved, the first boundary the Lord lays down for us is the boundary between us and the world.
如果神不能在我们身上来做成这个界限，
If the Lord cannot lay such a boundary in our life,
如果我们和世界上的人不能有分别的话，
If we are not separated from this world,
神的产业永远不能够成就在我们身上，
Then we can never take possession of the Lord's inheritance.
因此这一条界限是非常重要的。
Therefore, this is an important boundary.
因此我们蒙恩得救以后，这是神在我们身上首先做的一个工作。
And this is the first thing the Lord is doing in our lives after we are saved.
今天我们没有这个一个物质的这个界限。
Today we do not see a physical boundary.
那在我们身上怎么样来实践这条界限呢？
So in reality, in our lives, how can we test this boundary?
我们来读新约圣经的时候，
When we read the New Testament,
几乎每一卷书都告诉我们那个神的界限在哪里。
In every single book, it tells us where the Lord's boundary is.
比如说以弗所书，
For example, in the book of Ephesians,
他讲到我们是一个新造的人。
It tells us that we are a new being.
他说我们要穿上那个新的衣服了。
It says to put on our new self.
要穿上那个新的人。
To put on the new being.
然后他就马上就画了一条界限。
And that's a line.
你知道那个界限是什么吗？
You know what's that boundary?
他说你们要弃绝谎言。
He said, do not deceive yourselves.
弃绝谎言是神给圣徒画的第一条界限。
This is the first boundary the Lord has given to the saints.
如果我们不能弃绝谎言的话，
If we cannot stop lying to ourselves,
我们就与世人没有分别。
Then we'll have no distinguishing from the people of this world.
如果我们能够弃绝谎言的话，
If we can stop lying,
我们就与这个世人分得非常的清楚。
Then we'll be so different from the people of this world.
所以无论是在哪一卷新约的圣经里面，
So no matter in what books in the New Testament,
那讲到圣徒的行为，
When he talks about the behavior of the saints,
头一个行为就是要弃绝谎言。
The first thing is to stop deceiving yourself.
如果我们不说谎的话，
If we do not lie,
那就是我们和这个世人中间的一条非常清楚的界限。
Then that serves as distinguishing boundary between us and the world.
因为这个世上的人说谎当作也不当作一回事的。
For people of this world, they lie.
他们不认为这是有罪的。
They do not consider that sinful.
所以他们的一天的日子是充满谎言的。
Therefore, their days are filled with lies.
我们蒙恩得救以后，
After we are saved,
我们如果不说谎的话，
If we stop lying,
我们活在这个世人当中是活得很难受的。
then it's hard for us to live in this world.
如果我们坚持要活在这个界限的另外一边的话，
if we insist that we live on the other side of that boundary,
我们就与这个世界分别出来了。
Then we'll be separated from this world.
你试试看。
You try it.
如果你在主的面前试试看，说主啊，我靠着你的恩典，我不说谎言。
If you say to the Lord, Lord, by your grace, I will stop lying today.
你就没有办法跟世人能够合在一起。
Then you cannot live in harmony with this world.
有一次我要从马来西亚到那个澳洲。
One time I was flying from Malaysia to Australia.
我在马来西亚的时候呢，我看到一个很有意思的东西。
In Malaysia, I saw something interesting.
就是那个土人呢，有一种竹的枪。
That is the natives there has a gun made of bamboo.
然后他把那个竹子哈削得很细很细，变成一个竹针。
And they will take a bamboo and shape of a needle.
然后把那个针呢摆在那个竹管的里面。
And they will put this needle in a hollow tube.
然后呢，你要用嘴呢一吹呢，那个竹针呢就会射出来，很快射得很远。
And when you blow on the tube, a needle will be blown out and they shoot far away.
我觉得这个很有意思。
I thought that was interesting.
我说这个要买回去呢，装作一个纪念品。
I thought to myself, I want to buy one of this and bring it home.
就买了这样的一把竹针做的枪。
So I brought this piece of gun.
但是我坐飞机到了澳洲的时候呢，要填那个申报的单子。
And when I got on an airplane, I reached Australia. I need to fill out the possessions I'm bringing to the country.
上面写所有的植物所做的东西呢，都要申报的。
And there are details that if anything is made of plants, then that needs to be declared.
那我马上就面临一个问题，这个要不要申报的
？So I had a problem. Should I declare my possession of this weapon?
我知道，如果我不申报的话呢，按照概率来算的话呢，是不可能检查到我的。
I thought if I don't write it down, usually they probably won't find out.
因为我从来没有被检查过的。
Because no one had ever checked me.
因为我的行李很少，所以海关从来不检查这种人的。
Because I usually bring very few luggages, so they usually don't check me at all.
所以我如果不申报的话呢，绝对没有问题的。
If I don't write it down, no one will find out.
但是感觉上呢，我没有办法过那个界限。
But in my spirit, I feel I have crossed the boundary.
这是主画的一条界限。
This is the boundary the Lord has laid down for me.
如果我不申报的话，
if I do not declare it,
我就跨了那条界限。
Then I have crossed over.
所以没办法，我只好报了。
So I wrote it down.
结果那把枪被没收了。
And they took it away.
无论如何不准把那把枪带进去。
And they said, there's no way you can bring this thing into Australia.
所以我从此就失去了那把枪。
And forever, I lost that piece of souvenir.
但是后来想想呢，这也是主的旨意哈。
But later on, I thought about it.
因为我的孩子还小啊。
You know, I thought it was God's will because my children were young.
那玩这个枪很危险的。
It was dangerous to play with such a weapon.
随便一点力气一吹啊，那个针出来很快的。
Even with kids blowing it, the needle will shoot out.
我想这是主的旨意，不让我得那把枪。
I think it's God's will that I shouldn't have that piece of souvenir.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要注意一件事。
But brothers and sisters, take note of one thing.
神在我们里面给我们界限的时候，
when the Lord lays down His boundaries in us,
不是要我们用这个界限去定罪别人哈。
We should not use that boundary to condemn others.
神给犹大的疆界和给以法莲的疆界是不一样的。
The boundary He laid out for Judah is different from the boundary.
神在我们每一个人身上的制作也是不一样的。
God also has different work in each of our lives.
当神给我们身上画一条界限的时候，
when He plays a boundary in our life,
是要我们学习活在那个疆界的当中。
He wants us to learn to live within the boundary.
不是要我们用那个界限到处去定罪别人。
Instead of not to take that boundary to condemn others.
我们需要知道说，只有神量给我们的地界是坐在佳美之处。
Only God's boundary lays on the good land.
我在昨天在想这一节圣经。
When my wife was considering this verse.
昨天我在想。
Oh, when I was thinking about this verse.
我在想这个用绳来量给我这个地界，这个绳是什么东西啊？
I was thinking, what is the rope the Lord is using to measure my boundary?
我知道那个实际上的那个绳子来量，那个我明白。
I understand how to measure things with ropes of this world.
但是今天神来量我的这个 这个界限的时候，那个绳子到底是什么呢？
But when God comes to measure the boundaries in my life, what does he use?
我后来找到一节圣经，
I find a verse,
就明白这什么是绳子了。
To help me, what is the rope?
在以赛亚书二十八章，
In Isaiah chapter 28,
请我们读以赛亚书第二十八章，
Isaiah chapter 28,
第十节，
verse 10。
在以赛亚书二十八章第十节里面有这么一句话，
This is what the verse says.
他说，所以耶和华向他们说的话是命上加命，令上加令，律上加律，力上加力，这里一点，那里一点，以致他们前行仰面跌倒，而且跌碎，并陷入网罗被缠住。第十三节
It's in chapter 28 verse 13. So then the word of the Lord to them will become do and do, do and do, roll on roll, roll on roll, a little here, a little there, so that they will go and fall backwards, be injured and snare and capture.
在这里面哈，那个律上加律和那个力上加力，在原文的里面就是绳上加绳，绳上加绳。
Here it says roll on roll, roll on roll, a little here, a little there. In the original text, it says ropes upon ropes.
神是用什么东西来量我们的疆界？
What does the Lord use to measure the boundaries of our life?
神呢是用他的话语来量我们的疆界。
He used his word to measure our boundary.
当神在对我们说话以后，
When he speaks to us.
而神的话就是我们的界限。
And that word become our boundary.
如果我们的生活活在神为我们量的这个界限的里面，
If we live within God's boundary,
那个疆界就是美好的。
And that boundary lays on good land.
弟兄姊妹，我们在读这几章圣经的时候，我们会有这样的一个发现。
When sisters, when we read these few chapters, we'll find out one thing.
神对犹大支派的疆界是非常的仔细的。
God detailed the boundaries for the tribe of Judah.
神对马拿西和以法莲的那个疆界也是比较仔细的。
He was also, he also gave more details in terms of boundary for the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh.
在其他的支派，那个疆界就不是那么仔细了。
And in other tribes, the boundaries were not laid down in such a detail.
因为犹大和以法莲乃是承受神的一个托付的支派。
For the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Ephraim, they carry God's promise.
那告诉我们，如果我们乃是一个受了托付的人，
Therefore, it tells us if we had taken up on God's promise,
神在我们身上那个疆界是画得很仔细的。
Then He will lay down very clearly the boundaries in our life.
也许神给别人没有这样的一个界限，
Maybe He has not given such a boundary to others.
但是神却给你这样的一个界限。
But to you, He has given such a boundary.
你不要向神抱怨。
Do not complain to the Lord.
因为神在你的身上有一个托付。
For He wants to give His promise to you.
为着这样的一个托付，
For such a promise,
神给你一个界限。
He gives you a boundary.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在一个人不遵守神的界限的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we do not obey His boundary,
神不能够在我们身上给我们任何的托付，
then He cannot give you any responsibilities or promise.
这是我们所看到的第一点。
This is the first point.
我们从这些圣经里面，我们发现有第二件事情。
Also, the second point from all these chapters.
这是我们刚才一再读到的圣经。
It is a verse that we read over and over.
就是他们不能从迦南地把那个当地的人赶出来。
That is, they could not have, they did not drive out all the inhabitants of the land.
我们就有这样的一个认识，要把迦南人从那个地方赶出来是件很重要的事。
We find out that it is important to drive out all the Canaanites from.
头一件事，神画了这个疆界。
Once he had laid down the boundary.
而第二就是把那个疆界里面的迦南人要赶出去。
Then it is important to drive out all the foreigners from the boundary.
如果不能够把迦南人赶出去，
If they did not drive out the Canaanites,
他们就不能够来承受他们的产业。
Then the Israelites cannot take possession of their inheritance.
那到底什么是迦南人？
Where are the Canaanites?
今天我们怎么样来应用这一句圣经呢？
Today, how can we use these verses?
我找到一节圣经在约书亚记二十三章里面。
I found one verse in Joshua chapter 23.
告诉我们什么是迦南人。
It tells us what are the Canaanites.
迦南人对我们的影响是什么。
And what are the influence of the Canaanites to our life?
在约书亚记二十三章第十三节。
In Joshua chapter 23,
这里讲到，如果不能够把迦南人赶出去的话。
Here it tells us if we cannot drive out the Canaanites.
十三节，你们要确实知道，耶和华你们的神必不再将他们从你们眼前赶出，他们却要成为你们的网罗、基箭、肋上的鞭、眼中的刺，直到你们在耶和华你们神所赐的这美地上灭亡。
Verse 13, that you may be sure that the Lord your God will no longer drive out this nation before you. Instead, they will become snares and traps for you.Whips on your backs and thorns in your eye until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you.
还有一节在民数记三十三章第五十五节。
Also in Numbers chapter 33.
民数记三十三章五十五节。
Chapter 33 verse 55.
他说，倘若你们不敢出那地的居民，所容留的居民，就必做你们眼中的刺，肋下的荆棘，也必在你们所住的地上扰害你们。
But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land, those you allow to remain will become barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sight. They will give you trouble in the land where you will live.
神的话告诉我们，迦南人要成为我们的网罗、基箭、肋上的鞭和眼中的刺。
Here the Lord tells us,The Canaanites will become snares and traps. They will become whips on our backs and thorns in our eyes.
那这四样事情可以归成两类。
These four things can be categorized into two categories.
一类呢就是网罗和基箭。
One is the snares and the traps.
这是来捆绑我们的。
This will tangle us.
另外一类呢是荆棘和刺。
And the other one are the whips and the thorns.
这是来扰害我们的。
This is to hurt us.
好，那到底这两件事是什么呢？
So what are those two things in our lives?
什么是我们的网罗呢？
What are the snares?
什么是可能成为基箭的呢？
What are the thorns and the whips?
圣经告诉我们啊，在这个迦南人，他们是一个拜偶像的这样的一些人。
Bible tells us that the Canaanites are idol worshippers.
神要他们赶出那个迦南人的目的是怕他们将来随从迦南人去拜偶像。
The reason God wants the Israelites to drive out the Canaanites is because he does not want them to become idol worshippers.
如果他们成了拜偶像的一般人，
If they are idol worshippers,
他们就不能承受产业了。
Then they cannot take God's possession.
今天在我们身上，我们怎么样应用这句话呢？
How do we apply that to our life?
到底什么是偶像呢？
What are the idols of our life?
偶像在圣经里面就是代替神的东西。
Anything that replace God, those are idols.
所有我们能够用来代替神的东西都是偶像。
Anything that replace God in our life, those are idols.
如果我们今天我们应当是依靠神的。
If today we rely, we should be relying on God.
如果我们不依靠神了。
But when we don't,
那我们是一定依靠一个神的代替品。
Then we're relying on some substitute.
而那个代替品就成为我们的偶像。
And that is an idol.
比如说，我们今天应当要依靠神来供应我们生活的需要。
For example, if we should rely on God to supply our daily needs.
但是如果我们不依靠神，
But when we stop relying on God,
我们依靠我们自己的学历。
We rely on our schooling.
我们觉得只要我有一定的学历，我就能供应我生活的需要。
We think to ourselves, if I have all these diplomas, then I can supply all I need.
而依靠这个学历超过了依靠神。
And when we rely on our diplomas more than we rely on God,
这个学历就是偶像。
Then that diploma becomes your idol.
如果今天我们觉得我在地上的成功是靠我的努力，
If you think today your success.Is depending on your effort.
如果我有足够的努力，我就能成功。
If I can put in enough effort, then I shall be successful.
因此，我依靠我的努力超过我依靠神。
Therefore, I rely on my efforts more than I rely on God.
那个我的努力就是我的偶像。
And that effort becomes my idol.
如果今天我在地上，我的平安是来自我的财富。
If today my peace comes from my wealth.
因为我今天有钱，我就有平安。
When I have money, I have a peace.
今天我没有钱，我就没有平安。
And when I'm poor, I lose my peace.
这个钱带给我的平安要超过神带给我的平安。
And the peace from money 还 surpass the peace from God.
这金钱就是我的偶像。
And thy money becomes my idol.
如果今天我生病了，我依靠这个医生。
If today I'm sick and I rely on the doctors.
超过我依靠神。
I rely on them more than God.
医生能够给我安息，但是超过神能够给我的安息。
My doctors can give me peace, but not my God.
我的医生就成为我的偶像。
Then those doctors become my idol.
凡是代替神的，都是我们的偶像。
Anything that replaces God is an idol.
因此我们在主的面前要知道，我们要把这些事情都要除去的。
Therefore, all those things need to be removed.
不能有任何一个人事物能够取代神在我们心中的地位。
There shall not be one person or one thing that takes God's place.
我们不能够依靠任何的人事物超过我们单单的依靠神。
We cannot rely on anything, any person more than we rely on God.
这叫做把所有的迦南人都从你的地界里面赶出去。
And that is what it means that when we need to drive out all the inhabitants of Canaan.
没有一个城邑是我们手所造的。
There is not a single city that was built by us.
没有一个井是我们手所凿的。
We did not dig any of the wells.
没有一个园子是我们所栽种的。
Nor did we plant any of the vineyards.
因此我们的依靠只能够在神的身上。
Therefore, we can rely only on God.
这叫做偶像，这叫做网罗和基建。
These are the snares, these are the traps.
那什么是那个荆棘和刺呢？
And what are the whips and the thrones?
这个荆棘和刺都是在我们身上的。
The whips and the thrones, they are on our body.
这个荆棘是在我们的肋旁，这个刺是在我们的眼中。
The whips is on our backs and the thrones in our eyes.
这两件事是同一个类，同一个类，类里面的。
They belong to the same category.
什么是荆棘呢？
What are the whips?
荆棘在圣经里面总是代表从人天然里面产生出来的东西。
The whips come from our human nature.
从我们天然的生命里面所产生出来的叫做荆棘。
What born out of our human nature are the thrones.
而这个荆棘要来扰害神的真理。
And this thrones will interfere with God's will.
我们记得在圣经里面主耶稣亲自讲过这样的一个比喻。
This is a parable that Jesus had told us.
就是神把那个生命像种子一样的撒在那个地里。
That is when God had planted his life.
就有荆棘长起来把那个种子挤住不能结实。
There were thrones that rise up and choke up God's life.
我们里面常常有这些荆棘。
We often have those thrones in our life.
这个荆棘就是从天然生命里面产生出来的。
And it bore out from our human nature.
弟兄姊妹，我们天然的生命有两个很大的软弱。
There are two great weaknesses in our natural life.
一个是世上的思虑，一个是钱财的迷惑。
It's the thoughts of this world and the confusion bore out of our greed.
这两件事情就来扰害我们这个人。
And those two things interrupt with our life.
当这个荆棘长在我们心中的时候，
when the thorns were growing in our heart,
我们这个人的生活不过是活在世上的思虑当中就是了。
Our life only lives among the thoughts of this world.
不过是活在钱财的迷惑当中就是了。
We're only living in our greed.
虽然我们也追求神。
Even though we pursue after spiritual
things. 但是神不过只能够把那个种子丢在我们的心里。
But God can only plant the seeds in your heart.
但是那个种子还是被荆棘所挤住。
For those seeds are choked up by the thorn.
它不能够结实的。
It cannot bear fruit.
所以耶利米曾经对以色列人说。
Therefore Jeremiah once said.
他说你们种的是麦子，你们长的是荆棘。
So today even though you plant wheat, but you only grow thrones.
当荆棘在我们里面生长的时候，
when the thrones are growing in our life,
那个麦子是长不出来的。
The wheat cannot grow.
因此这个荆棘必须要除去。
Therefore the thrones have to be removed.
让那个麦子能够快速的生长。
So the wheat can grow up.
这个叫做我们肋上的荆棘，叫我们眼中的刺。
Therefore those are the whips on our backs and the thrones in our eyes.
我们看见以色列人他们在这件事情上是失败的。
We see how Israelites have failed in this matter.
不是一个支派的失败，而是每一个支派都失败了。
Not only in one tribe, but all of the tribes have failed.
他们没有办法能够胜过这个世上的私利，他们也没有办法能够胜过钱财的迷惑。
They cannot overcome the thoughts of this world nor the greed.
因此，在他们的心中虽然有麦子，
even though there were seeds planted in their hearts,
但是他们所收的不过是荆棘。
But they can only harvest thrones.
因此神借着这一段的圣经的话
Therefore through these verses
让我们看见
It causes us to see
如果我们要在迦南的地来得到这个产业的话
If you want to take possession of the land of Canaan
我们需要把那个扰害我们的荆棘像迦南人一样来赶出去
Then we need to drive all the Canaanites as if it
他在我们的心中不能有地位
It cannot take any place in your heart
让神的那个麦子能够在我们心中能够生长
So God's life can grow within our heart
这是我们所能学习到的第二件事
This is the second thing we can learn from this chapter
我们还可以从这一章圣经里面学到第三件事
Also, the third thing that we can learn from this.
我们读十三章到二十一章的时候
When we read from chapter 13 to 21,
我们发现他有一段圣经特别提到一个人
We find out that there is a portion of verse that mentions one person.
其他的圣经都是一个支派一个支派在那里述说
Otherwise, it's described tribe by tribe.
但是在十四章的里面，他就特别讲到一个人。
But in chapter 14, you mentioned of one person.
我想这个人是非常的特别的。
I think this is a special one.
所以圣经值得专门来讲这个人。
So the Bible devoted a portion of verses talking about this one person.
而这个人实在是让我们看见什么样的人是一个得产业的人。
And he shows us who is the person who can take possession of the land.
而这个人就是迦勒。
And this is Caleb.
在十四篇的那个后半段就在讲到迦勒这个人。
In chapter 14, he talks about Caleb.
迦勒这个人是非常特别的一个人。
Caleb was a special person.
在圣经里面描写他的时候，曾经用过这样的一个字眼。
Caleb was described this way.
他说他另有一个心智。
He said he has a different heart.
就是他有一个心啊，是和所有以色列人的心都不一样的心。
That is, he has a heart that's different from all the other Israelites.
或者说他有一个不一样的灵。
Or you can say he has a different spirit.
这个灵和所有以色列人都不一样的。
That's a spirit that's different from all the spirits of Israel.
以色列人的心里面多少都有一点荆棘的。
More or less, all the Israelites have some thorns in their heart.
但是这个迦勒这个人，他的心里面是没有荆棘的。
But in Caleb's heart, there are no thorns.
他是专心跟从耶和华的一个人。
He followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly.
什么叫做专心？
What is wholeheartedly?
专心呢，应当更好的翻译呢，就是全心啊。
Wholeheartedly is also pure-hearted.
这个人他的心完全是来跟随神的。
With all of his heart, he followed the Lord.
这里面没有那个个人的私意的。
There's no his own will in there.
可以说他是一心。他是一意的。
He has one heart and one desire.
他这个人没有心怀二意的。
He does not have two heart, two desires.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们心中的一个软弱。
Brother, sister, this is our weakness.
我们是心怀二意的人。
We have too many desires in our heart.
我们像那个流便和那个迦得支派一样。
We are like the tribe of Reuben.
流便和迦得这两个支派呢，他们有很多的牲畜。
The tribe of Reuben and the tribe of
Chad,
they have many livestock.
他们在走到那个约旦河，快要过约旦河的时候呢
，Before they crossed the River Jordan,
他们就往那个约旦河东一看。
And they were still at the east side of the River Jordan.
那个约旦河东啊，都是平原呐。
It has much of the pasture land.
那个水草非常的丰富。
It has much grass.
所以他们就跟摩西讲了。
And they told Moses.
他说我们可不可以不过约旦河呢
？He said, "Would it be okay if we don't cross the River Jordan?"
那过了约旦河以后都是山地啊。
Once we cross the Jordan, it's a mountain.
这个山地不好牧养牛羊的。
It's hard to have livestock.
在约旦河东这么好的平原，我们有这么多牲畜，我们干脆不要过去算了。
But on the pasture land on the east side of Jordan, it is good for the livestock.
他们的心怀二意。
They are not pure-hearted.
他们心里面一方面有神。
On one hand, they have God in their heart.
但是他们心里面还有一样东西，就是他们的牲畜。
But on the other hand, there's one more thing in their heart.
因此他们就要求他们不过约旦河了。
Therefore, they ask, would it be okay if we don't cross?
所以到最后有这两个半支派。有 两个半支派的以色列人，他们到最后他们是留在约旦河的东边。
As a result, there are two and a half tribes that stay on the east side.
我们都知道神的心意是在约旦河以西的。
We know God's will reside within the west side of Jordan.
神没有叫他们在约旦河以东来定居。
God did not tell them to live on the east side of Jordan.
但是因为他们心怀恶意。
But because their heart is not pure.
因此他们不能够得到那个产业。
Therefore, they did not take their possession.
弟兄姊妹，今天主在我们当中也要向我们显明。
Brother, sister, God will also have this revelation to us.
我们都是心怀恶意的人。
That our hearts are not pure.
有一节圣经，我相信弟兄姊妹都很熟啊。
I think you're all very familiar with this verse.
不但很熟，很多人用这句话来祷告的。
And not only so many of you pray with this verse.
这句话说呢，在雅各书里面，他说：“你们亲近神。”神必亲近你们。
In the book of James, it says, if you draw closer to God, God will draw closer to you.
但是这节圣经还没有完呢。
But this is not the end of that verse.
我发现我们读圣经常常读一半的。
I find out that we often only read half of the verse.
你知不知道这节圣经还有下一半呢？
Do you know that there's a second half of this verse?
我们只知道，哎呀，我亲近神，神就亲近我，太好了。
We only know that if we draw closer to Him, He will be drawn closer to us.
不是一半节就是了。
But that's only the first half.
你知道下半节说什么吗？
Do you know what it says in the second half?
他说，你们有罪的人要洁净你们的手。
It says,
有罪的人，四章第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
你们有罪的人。
It says, come near to God and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners.
心怀恶意的人要清洁你们的心。
It said, "Purify your hearts, you double-minded."
为什么我们亲近不到神？
Why can't we come near to God?
你有没有想过，为什么你亲近不到神？
Why can't you not be drawn closer to Him?
你看人家好像很亲近神样子哈。
You look at others; they all seem to be really close to Him.
那为什么我好像亲近不到神？
But how about me?
圣经上不是说你亲近神，神必亲近你吗？
Did not the Bible say, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you"?
那我为什么没有亲近到神呢？
Then how come He is not near to me?
有两个可能。
There are two possibilities.
一个是我们有罪。
One is that we are sinners.
一个是我们心怀恶意。
And the other reason is that we are double-minded.
有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人呐，要清洁你们的心。
Sinners, wash your hands. Double-minded, you need to purify your heart.
当我们这样子清洁我们的手和我们的心的时候，你去亲近神，神一定亲近你的。
When we clean our hands and purify our hearts.Then when we come close to God, and He will come near to us.
问题不在神那里啊。
God is not the problem.
问题在我们的手上，问题在我们的心里。
The problem is with our hands. The problem is with our heart.
神是信实的。
The Lord is faithful.
当你亲近他，用一个清洁的手和心的时候，他必然亲近你的。
When we come near to Him with a clean hand and with a pure heart.Then He will come close to us.
但是非常可惜啊，这个迦得、这个流便这两个支派，他们因为心怀恶意，他们就没有得到那个上好的。
Unfortunately for those two tribes, because they are double-minded, they did not receive the best.
他们也在旷野里面漂流了四十年。
They also went through the 40 years wandering in the wilderness.
他们也在这个迦南地一同征战。
They also fought the battle in the land of Canaan.
他们与其他的支派一模一样。
In that matter, they are no different from the other tribes.
但是最后他们所得到的是次好的。
But eventually, they did not receive what's the best.
如果我们的心是心怀恶意的话，
If we are all double-minded,
我们到最后所得的不过是次好的。
Then at the very end, we'll only receive the second best.
我们在读约书亚记十四章的时候，
When we read chapter 14 in Joshua,
我们就从迦勒的身上学到一点。
That's one thing we can learn from Caleb's life.
你读迦勒的话，
When you read what he said,
迦勒常常说耶和华这样说的。
Caleb often said, "This is how the Lord promised."
在这一段圣经里面，迦勒多次的提到耶和华是这样说的。
Here in this short, in this portion of verses.Caleb often said, "This is what the Lord promised."
所以迦勒这个人，他的生活行为是根据耶和华所说的话。
Therefore, Caleb's life, he lives his life according to the Lord's word.
神怎么样说，他就怎么样信。
Whatever the Lord says, he does so.
神怎么样说他就怎么样行。
Whatever he does, he does according to God's will.
他和牛便和加德是不一样的。
This is how he is different from the tribe of Reuben.
在加勒的心中没有那些牲畜。
In his heart, there are no livestock.
因此他说我要得那个山地。
Therefore, he said, I will take those mountain land.
为什么有人要向神求一块山地呢？
Who will ask the Lord for a hill country?
山地做许多的事情都是不方便的。
It is hard to do anything on the hill country.
但是加勒就说把那个山地希伯伦赐给我。
He said, but he asked the hill country.
我们看见这样的一个人实在是蒙神许多的祝福。
We see how his life is blessed.
他到了85岁以后他的力量没有衰败。
When he is 85 years old, his strength is still with him.
这实在是一件实在是我们可以感恩的事情。
This is something we shall give thanks to.
这也是神给所有专心跟随他的人的一个很大的一个恩典。
It is also a blessing the Lord gives to all those who follow him wholeheartedly.
今天我们愿不愿意在地上做一个专心跟随主的人？
Today, do we want to follow him wholeheartedly?
因为他们的力量的来源是神。
For their strength comes from the Lord.
因此他们在地上过了许多的年日以后，他们的力量仍然没有衰败。
Even after they pass many days on this world, in this world,
因就神就把一个极大的平安赐给那个希伯伦那个地方。
And the Lord giving him such a peace.
神把那个极大的得胜赐给了加勒。
He gave a great victory to Caleb.
一个跟随主的人。
A person who followed the Lord.
神就是他的力量的来源。
God becomes his strength.
神是他得胜的根源。
God becomes his victory.
神是也是成为他的平安的一个根基。
He is also his peace.
这是我们在这段圣经里面所学到的第三样事情。
This is the third thing that we can learn from these chapters.
最后呢，我们还可以从这一段圣经里面再有一点的学习。
Lastly, we can also learn.
我们读这些圣经的时候，我们都有一个发现。
We find out one thing when we read these chapters.
这里面呢，一直在讲许多的城。
It talks about many different cities.
讲到那个城附属的村庄。
It talks about cities and surrounding villages.
所以这八章里面呢，就是一个城又一个城。
And then these eight chapters talk about city after city.
不知道有多少的城。
I did not count how many there are.
但是神每一个城他都数点了。
But every city was counted by God.
我们就能够知道。
And by this we shall know.
原来神的心意和城是有关系的。
That God's heart has something to do with all the cities.
神的心意是和村庄有关系的。
God's heart has something to do with the villages.
不管是一个城也好，或者是一个村庄也好，都是我们人能够得安息的一个地方。
Whether it is towns and villages, or there are cities, there are places where we can find peace.
所以神的心意乃是和我们的人能够得安息有关系的。
Therefore, God's heart has something to do with us gaining that peace.
所以在新约希伯来书里面讲到以色列人不能进迦南的时候，神说他们断不能进入我的安息。
Therefore, in the book of Hebrew, when the Lord telling how Israelites did not enter into Canaan, he said they did not enter into my peace.
所以神给以色列人的产业其实是一个安息。
Therefore, this inheritance is an inheritance of peace and rest.
那人怎么样能够得安息？
How can we enter that rest?
今天我们又如何得到这个产业呢？
And how can we take that possession?
到底神给我们今天的产业是什么呢？
Today, what is this possession to us?
我想这节圣经我们大家都非常的熟悉。
I think we are all familiar.
我们都会背这节圣经。
We all memorized it already.
就是大卫所说的耶和华是我的产业，是我必中的份。
And that's what David said.That the Lord is my cup; He is my inheritance.
所以神自己就是我们的产业。
God Himself is our inheritance.
我们就明白了，原来这个迦南地乃是指的我们的基督而说的。
Now we know this land of Canaan is referred to Christ.
神乃是要我们在基督里面得享安息。
It is in Christ that we have such a peace.
这个基督就是我们的产业。
He is our inheritance.
为了这个缘故，神替我们量。
For this reason, he measured the boundary for us.
为了这个缘故，神要除去我们心中的不洁。
For this reason, he will purify our heart.
为了这个缘故，神要我们专心的来仰望他。
For this reason, we need to look at the Lord wholeheartedly.
不过是让我们能够安息在他的里面。
So that we can take that peace and rest in him.
不是神给我们很多的条件。
It is not the Lord has laid down many requirements for us.
乃是那些事物不能让我们进入神的里面得享安息。
But it is that those things interfere with us gaining that inheritance and that rest.
但是还不止如此啊。
Not only so.
神的心意还不止如此。
This is not the end of God's desire.
神不是单单要我们在他的里面找到一个安息。
Not only he wants us to find that rest in him.
神还有一个更高的心意。
But there is a higher will.
这是我们很少去思想的。
It's something we don't consider often.
我们只是想到我们自己要得安息。
We only thought that we want that peace and rest.
但是我们从来没有想到原来神还有一个更高的旨意。
But we don't consider often that there is actually a higher will.
这个从摩西的祷告里面我们就发现。
From Moses' prayer we can see that.
有一次神要要来消灭以色列人的时候
，One time the Israel, the Lord was going to destroy the Israel.
那么摩西就起来祷告
，And this is how Moses prayed.
在生命记九章二十六节
，In Deuteronomy chapter 9.
那个时候摩西说：“主啊，你不要灭绝这个百姓啊。
”Chapter 9 verse 26.
然后他就讲了一个原因啊。
He said, "Lord, do not destroy your people." And here's the reason.
他们是你的产业。
For This people is your own inheritance.
原来我们是神的产业。
We are God's inheritance.
你有没有想过，原来我们是神的产业？
Have you thought about that? We are His inheritance.
原来神想在人的中间也得到一个安息。
God also wants to find peace in His people.
所以神就在我们中间做了许多的事。
Therefore, the Lord has done many things.
神在历世历代的圣徒的身上做了许多的工作。
Through all generations of saints, He has continued His
work. 原来神乃是要在宇宙的当中为他自己找到一个安息。
So that in this whole universe, He can find one peace for Himself.
而这个安息就是我们。
And this peace is His people.
有多少人为着这件事情活着呢？
How many of us live for that purpose?
有多少人为了这件事情说主啊，我愿意做你的安息。
How many people pray that Lord, I want to be your.
有多少人你活在地上的这个目的就是能够成为神的安息呢
？How many people have the purpose of life to be God's rest?
这是神的心意。
This is God's will.
这是神的永远的心意。
It's His eternal will.
乃是在地上能够找到一座城。
So that God can find one city.
能够找到一个村庄。
Find one village.
是他能够得到安息的地方。
That God can take rest.
我愿意主能够让我们从这些圣经的里面来看见神在我们身上那个更高的旨意。
From all these chapters, may we all see God's higher will.
我们再回到十三章第一节里面。
Let's turn back to chapter 13, verse 1.
这个时候，约书亚年纪老迈。
Here Joshua has gotten old.
所以耶和华对他说：“你年纪老迈了，你还有许多未得之地。”
It says, "When Joshua was old, the Lord said to him, 'You are very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over.'"
弟兄姊妹。我们在主面前能够这样来得产业的年日有多少
Brothers and sisters, the time that we can take possession of the Lord's land is limited.
最近啊，一段时间我每次回家的时候
Recently, when I come home after work,
我发现呢，我姊妹的车子都没有停在车库里面。
I find out that my wife's car is often on the driveway instead of in the garage.
这我就没有摆在心上。
I didn't think too much of it.
我们家的车库是很空的。
Because my garage was fairly empty.
我们平常都是停进去的。
Usually we park in the garage.
但是好几次呢，我看到它都没有停进去。
But several times the cars was on the driveway.
但这个事情太小了，根本就没有去想它。
It's a small matter, so I didn't think too much of it.
后来呢，她告诉我为什么她不停进去。
Later on, she told me why she didn't park the car in the garage.
原来有一天我们那个车库上的那个弹簧断掉了。
It's because one day, the spring of the garage opener was broken.
就我们找人来修。
And we asked someone to come and fix it.
后来呢，那个修理的人就跟我姊妹讲了，他说这个弹簧的寿命呢，就一千次。
And the repairman told my wife that the life of the spring is about 1,000 times of use.
哎，你这样弄下去，弄上来就是算一次。
Every time it goes down and comes back up, that's one time.
哎，这个弹簧的寿命呢，就是一千次的。
It's 1,000 times that you can do it.
1,000次以后呢，又要换新的了。
After that, you need to change for a new one.
我太太一想啊，她一天进进出出多少次啊？
And my wife thought about it. How many times do I go in and out?
所以她开始把车停在外面。
Then she started parking her car outside.
啊，我在想，原来是这个原因哈。
Then I understand why she parked her car on the driveway.
她是为了要救那个弹簧的。
So that she can save the life of the spring.
弟兄姊妹，你我的生命是固定的。
Brothers and sisters, your life and my life, they are measured.
我们的生命和年限都是耶和华所定的。
Our time are limited.
一天都不能增加的。
Not one day more.
我们知道我们很多年日都过去了。
You know we have passed many days.
我们不知道将来还有多少时间。
And we don't know how many more days.
但是我们知道那个年日是固定的。
But for one thing we know, the time is limited.
没有人能够用自己的智慧来加增他的寿命的。
No one can add one more day to their age with wisdom.
每天早晨出去，晚上回来。
Every day you go out in the morning, you come back in the evening.
你的日子就少了一天
了。That's one less day in your life.
就好像那个弹簧就开了又关了，又少了一次了。
Just like that garage door, it goes down and comes back up, and that's one last time.
一是一样的。
This is the same principle.
我们还有多少的年日在主的面前可以用来得产业的呢？
How many more days we have left so that we can take possession of God's land?
我们实在应该在主人面前看见说我们还有许多未得之地。
Before the Lord, we need to see that there's still a very large area of the land that needs to be taken over.
还有今天还有许多的城邑是我们的手所造的。
There are still many cities that were built by our own hands.
有很多的这个房屋里面的东西是我们的手去装满的。
We're still filling our house with goods.
今天我们那个水井是我们用手去凿出来的。
Today we're still using our own hands to dig our own wells.
今天的橄榄园、葡萄园都是我们辛辛苦苦这样去种的。
Today we're still spending much effort to plant our vineyard.
我们还不知道什么叫做他手所造的。
We still do not know what it means that he built it.
我们也不知道什么叫做他手所凿的。
Or what he did.
这是我们未得之地啊。
This is a land that we have not taken
over. 如果我们在这个地上这么一生就这样过去了，从来没有住过一个城邑是神的手所造的，有多可惜呢？
If this is how we spend the rest of our lives, that for now, not even for one day, we live in a city that's built by God.
你从来不知道，那个神所凿的那个井的水，那个滋味是如何，这有多可惜呢？
That you had never tasted the water from the well that's dug by God.
你有没有尝过神栽种的葡萄园里面出来的那个葡萄，这有多可惜呢？
Have you ever tasted the grapes from God's vineyard?
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
真是感谢主啊！
We truly thank him.
我们请我们读尼希米记第九章。
Let's read Nehemiah chapter 9.
我们读尼希米记第九章。
Nehemiah chapter 9.
我们要读第三十节。
Verse 30.
尼希米记 Nehemiah. 我们先读二十五节哈。
We'll read verse 25 first.
二十五节说，他们得了坚固的城邑。
Chapter 9, verse 25. They capture fortified cities.
肥美的土地，充满各样美物的房屋，凿成的水井，葡萄园、橄榄园，并许多的果木树，他们就吃而得饱，身体肥胖，因你的大能心中快乐。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 25. They captured fortified cities and fertile land. They took possession of the houses filled with all kinds of good things, wells already dug, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance.
然而他们不顺从。
They ate to the full and were well nourished. They revel in your great goodness.
二十七节说你将他们交在敌人的手中，磨难他们。
Verse 26 and 27, but they were disobedient and rebelled against you.
他们遭难的时候哀求你，你就从天上垂听，照你的大怜悯赐给他们拯救者，救他们脱离敌人的手。
Verse 27, so you handed them over to their enemies who oppressed them. But when they were oppressed by this, they cried out to you.From heaven you heard them, and in your great compassion you give them deliverance.
28节，但他们得平安之后，又在你面前行恶。
Verse 28, but as soon as they were at rest, they again did what was evil in your sight. 29
节又警戒他们，要使他们归服你的律法。
Verse 29, you warned them to return to your law, but they became arrogant and disobeyed your command.
他们却行事狂妄，不听从你的诫命，干犯你的典章。
They sinned against your ordinance, by which a man will live if he obeys them.
扭转肩头，硬着颈项，不肯听从。
Stubbornly, they turned their backs on you, became stiff-necked, and refused to listen.
但是我们感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
但你多年宽容他们。
For many years, you were patient with them.
我们的主呢，是多年宽容我们的神呢。
For many years, our God was patient with us.
又用你的灵借众先知劝诫你他们。
Verse 30, by your spirit, you admonish them through your prophets.
31节，然而你是大发怜悯，不全然灭绝他们，也不丢弃他们，因为你是有恩典，有怜悯的神。
Verse 31, but in your great mercy, you do not put an end to them or abandon them, for you are a gracious and merciful God.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是像以色列人一样。
Brothers and sisters, we are no different from the Israelites.
当我们身体肥胖以后，
when we had ate to our satisfaction,
我们就背叛神。
Then we rebelled against him.
当神把我们交在敌人的手中的时候，
then when he handed us to our enemies,
我们就哀求神。
Then we cry out to him.
当神救离我们脱离敌人的手以后，
And when he delivered us,
我们就在神面前行恶。
Then we did evil in his eyes.
神警戒我们，
He warned us.
用他的先知来劝诫我们，
He sent his prophets to speak to us.
但是我们不肯听从，
But we did not want to obey him.
我们扭转肩头，我们硬着颈项。
Stubbornly, we turned our backs, we were stiff-necked.
但是我们的神多年宽容我们。
But for many years, he was patient with us.
我们的神多少年宽容我们？
For how many years he was patient with
一直到今日，
till today,
不全然灭绝我们。
He did not put an end to us.
也不丢弃我们。
He did not abandon us.
他神向我们大发怜悯。
For he is a gracious and merciful God.
他实在是一个有恩典有怜悯的神。
Truly, he is gracious and he is merciful.
但愿借着主的恩典和怜悯，
Only by his grace and by his mercy.
我们在主的面前还有这样的一个年日和机会，
We still have time and opportunity before him.
起来向主祷告，
To cry out to him.
求主赐给我们另外一个心智，
Lord, give us a different heart.
就是一个专心来跟从主的心智，
That will follow him wholeheartedly.
好叫我们所有未得之地都能在我们有生的年日能够得着，
so that in our lifetime we can take possession of his land.
也让我们这个人的一生，
so that we spend the rest of our lives
能够在神永远的心意里面算得上数，
so that the rest of life will count something towards God's eternal will.
这个世界都要过去的，
this world shall pass away.
我们所建造的东西都要过去的，
whatever we build, they will pass away.
只有神的心意能够永远长存，
but only God's will is eternal.
如果在神的永恒的心意里面，我们是算不得上数的，
if we do not count as anything in his eternal will,
那我们这一生就浪费了，
then we waste the rest of our life.
我们这一生就白白承受了他的恩典，
then we receive his grace in vain.
但愿神再来激励我们，
May he encourage us,
用他的怜悯和恩典来鼓励我们，
with his grace and mercy, encourage
让我们数算我们余生的这个年日，
so that we'll count the days of the rest of our lives.
求主让我们用这个年日来专心的来跟随他，
and ask him to use the rest of our life to follow him.
好像我们得到他的产业，
so that we can take possession of his
好让我们更能够成为神的产业，
so that we can become his possession.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
你实在是发恩典怜悯的神。
For you are gracious and you are merciful.
你多年的宽容我们。
For many years, you have forgiven us.
你从来没有丢弃我们。
You never abandoned us.
你一直给我们机会。
You still give us opportunity.
给我们气息。
You give us a breath.
让我们能够在你面前做一个专心跟随你的人，
so that we can follow you wholeheartedly.
我但愿早晨你再赐你的恩典，
This morning may you have your mercy.
主，让我们当中我们能够起来，
so that we can rise up.
就我们不再做那心怀二意的人。
No longer we are double-minded.
我们愿意活在神为我们所量的这个美好的疆界当中。
But we want to live within your boundary.
主啊，但愿早晨，主啊，你实在能够在我们当中向我们说话。
This morning, may you speak to us.
主啊，愿你得着你的产业。
May you obtain your possession.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.